This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَى كَثِيرٍ عباده المؤمنين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فتبسم ضاحكا من قولها وقال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. صدق الله العظيم. Yep, I know we concluded on a point where probably you just held your breath in. And that's the nature of the Quran. It's riveting, it's intriguing, it just mesmerizes you. And it is absolute and it's divine. And the lessons are so many. It's just not entertainment. Right? Nadhr bin Harith told the people, and this is mentioned, reference in Surah Al-Luqman, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving you stories, come I give you stories. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's stories conclude with a moral and a lesson and a motivation. I'll just entertain you. And in Islam, there's no storytelling without motivation. You can't have exclusive laughter. There's no room for that. There is time for banter, but in the end, there must be some greater purpose to it. It can't be just for the sake of laughing. No, to make you feel light, to refresh you, to rejuvenate you, to take out some depression and get you focused again, to give you a story so that you can process things. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. There are those who purchase idle tales, and it was music, etc., and stories, and just to entertain people. No, in Islam, it's a story indeed. And these are the tales of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, the best of all stories, Ahsan al-Qasas, the noblest of all tales. But yes, in the end, the Quran says, فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ, O people of intellect, realize and understand, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتِ لِأُولِي النُّهَى. There's a lot lessons here. There's great for you to reflect for people who've got wisdom. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. For people of wisdom, for people of intellect. إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. It is people of lub, intellect, who realize. Who are people of lub? Who are people of lub? Chapter 13, Surah Al-Ra'd, Allah says, الَّذِينَ يُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ, who honor the promise of Allah. وَلَا يَنْقُذُونَ الْمِيثَاقِ, who do not break the promise of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلُ, who join ties with their family. وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ, they fear Allah. وَيَخَافُونَ سُوءَ الْحِسَابِ, and yet they are afraid of a severe reckoning. They are afraid of a severe reckoning. Okay, so verse 19, let's get back into it. Verse 18, we concluded, Sulaiman alayhi salam is with his entourage, his armies, he got there. The ant alerts the fellow ants and says, get into your dwellings, and we explored the different grammar and different perspectives. Sulaiman alayhi salam is walking and he overhears this. Allahu Akbar. Tabarakalladhi aw'a sam'uhu kulla shay. Oh man, I just have a flash of this, yeah. La ilaha illallah. This is the blessings of Allah and the du'as of my parents. So there was a woman, and I'm sorry I'm digressing here, but you need to appreciate what I want to say. There was a woman by the name of Khawla radiyallahu anha. She came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and she was asking for some concession in the divorce that her husband had pronounced against her, which was the ancient form of divorce, which was dhihar. And it is the opening verses of Surah Mujadala, the 28th juz of the Quran. And she's complaining and she says, O Nabi of Allah, I gave birth to his children, I attended to him. Now when the kids are old and, you know, they've grown up, etc., he's just divorced me. And, you know, how do we reconcile? أَكَلَ مَالِي أَفْنَى شَبَابِي نَثَرْتُ لَهُ بَطْنِي حَتَّى إِذَا كَبُرَ سِنِّي وَانْقَطَعَ وَلَدِي ظَاهَرَ مِنِّي. Oh my word, if you have to appreciate the Arabic here, it's just mind-boggling. أَفْنَى شَبَابِي, my youth is ruined. نَثَرْتُ لَهُ بَطْنِي, my tummy has just been given birth to kids. حَتَّى إِذَا كَبُرَ سِنِّي, now that I've aged, ظَاهَرَ مِنِّي, I'm divorced. Oh, Nabi of Allah, please give me some ruling and concession. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, well, if he's divorced, this is it, which was the ancient form, dhihar, meaning back. Anti alayya ka dhahri ummi, you are to me like the back of my mom, meaning forbidden. Aisha radiallahu anha says, she's coming there complaining to the Prophet of Allah, I'm close by, I couldn't hear everything in detail. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears everything in absolute detail, and then revelation comes down. قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوُرَكُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. Your hearts will burst. قَدْ سَمِعَ, my word, look at that. Surely, absolutely, definitely, certainly, Allah has heard. قَوْل, the speech, the utterance. أَلَّتِي, the woman. Tujadiluka, who is arguing with you, fi zawjiha, regarding her spouse and her husband, wa tashtaki ila Allah, and presenting her complaint and her plea and her grievance before Allah. Wallahu yasma'u tahawurakuma, and Allah is listening to your discussion and your dialogue. So the ant is communicating. Allah gives Sayyidina Sulaiman the strength and the ability to intercept this information. And then Allah relays this entire incident to us in the Quran that we can enjoy, benefit, and learn from it. So verse 19 of chapter 27, the Quran quotes the reaction of Sulaiman alayhi salam when he overheard the ant speaking about his might and his entourage. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّن قَوْلِهَا. Amused, impressed by the alert of this ant, Sulaiman alayhi salam smiles into a form of laughter. My word. So the Quran doesn't say he smiled. The Quran doesn't say he laughed. The Quran says he smiled into laughter. This is another whole explanation here. To say that the Anbiya principally did not laugh. There was a smile. And if it was dhihk, hatta badat nawajizuhu, where the teeth would be exposed, it was very soft, it was very gentle, it was very modest, it was very respectful. There was no form of, you know, like giggling and laughter and where people just lose themselves and they completely go. No, no, it was very respectful. And that's good, that's natural, and that's beautiful. Muhammad ibn Sirin was a great scholar. Kana idha ishtadda al-duha yanzil ala suq al-basra. فَيُوَزِّعُ الْبَسَمَاتِ وَيُمَازِحُهُمْ. When it was hot, forenoon, he would go to the marketplace, he would smile to people, bring a cheer on their face, bring some laughter to them. And this was the catalyst because of which people were attracted to his personality, that he's Arab, was rich with many other scholars of hadith, but people would gravitate towards him because of his personality. وَلِهَذَا حَشَرُوا فِي دَرْسِهِ. فتبسم. I mean, it's an insult to make any comparison. It's an insult, let's be frank. But sometimes you come in on stage, right? I'm just trying to create some analogy, تقريب الالفهم. And you've been escorted with your host, etc. And the entire congregation, assembly, hall is in anticipation of your arrival. And, you know, there is marshals to guide the traffic. And as you come in, they saying, okay, the guest speaker has arrived. The dignitaries have arrived. Or, you know what, the minister has arrived. Or the prime minister has whoever, whatever it is. And the welcome nasheed is being sung. And people queue up to welcome you, to celebrate the moment, etc. It's a humbling moment. It's a humbling moment. Because you know how weak and feeble and sinful you are, and your people have come out in their numbers. And I'm grateful to Allah this has happened to me in many parts of the world, sometimes at late hours, early hours of the morning, scores, multitudes of people, and you know that you don't deserve this. You don't deserve this, but it's only the grace of Allah. But again, there's no comparison. This is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's pure, he is, you know what, blessed and favored. And this is the communication. Yeah, so verse 19, there we go. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّن قَوْلِهَا. He smiles, amused, impressed. وَقَال, and he says, رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي. Oh my Lord, give me the ability. This is it. What's the point here? This is the point. Somebody prays us, and sometimes that praise also is fake, just to appease us. Because if we don't get that praise, you know what? then we will be barking away the whole day. The Arabic proverb is لا تتقي من نباح الكلب إلا بكسرة خبز تلقي إليه. Sometimes the only way to appease a barking dog is to drop a bone or to put a slice of bread. So the dog might think you're feeding it, but it's actually not. You need to just put that barking sound to bay. So the proverb is, and of course, feed the animals. That's what our teachings are. I'm just giving the proverb here. Sometimes you just got to massage some people's ego just so that your own work gets done. You know, this guy's amazing. Oh, this is next level. So that whatever work you have, and you know, that's the only way you're gonna able to get it, by massaging him and you know, saying few words in his favor. What's the response of a Nabi? A Nabi immediately, he's always in gratitude mode, but he goes deeper into gratitude mode. We always sit in there, you know what, half proud, half arrogant. And when somebody praises us, oh, there's no limit to our arrogance. It just doesn't end. And, oh man, let me share with you a reflection. You know when the daughter of Shoaib alayhi salatu was salam in chapter 28, right? When she came home and she told her father about Sayyidina Musa, and subsequently he was called, and she then said, why don't we employ him? Because the best employee is an honest person and a hardworking person. Now, she avoided a direct compliment to a strange man. She said, Istajirhu, employ this man. Then she did not say, Li amanatihi wa quwwatihi, because he's strong and he's honest. She said, because a good employee is an honest employee, and a good employee is a strong employee. She made a subtle reference to his honesty and a subtle reference to his strength. But she avoided a direct praise. And that's what the scholars say, because when a strange woman praises a strange man, and of course, Musa alayhi salam was a Nabi, so, you know, in the making, so he was protected. But the teachings of the Quran is, if a strange woman is going to praise a strange man, it's going to be exploited on a common average level here. Your ego is going to feel inflated. And how often, this is what happens, it becomes a breakup in marriages. Oh no, you don't praise me. She really is fond of me and she always compliments me. Or he always says my cooking is good. Or he always says I got taste in my dress. Or she always says I got smart, I'm elegant, I'm impressive. So a compliment from a strange woman to a man or vice versa, what happens to the ego of a man or a woman? To another level altogether. Look at the humility of a Nabi. Leave the humans praising, leave the jinnat, the ants are paving the way. He goes into deeper gratitude mode, always in gratitude. Rabbi awzi'ni, O my Lord, allow me the ability, an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya, to be grateful for the bounties upon me. And at that time, he now enumerates all the other bounties. One situation of challenges bring up or make you reflect other challenges. One moment of joy makes you reflect over other moments of joy. An ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya, your favor upon me. Wa ala walidayya, and your favors upon my parents, because the favor on the parents is favor on the children. The favor on the children is favor on the parents. أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا. Oh my Allah, give me the ability to do good. Meaning, give me the ability to continue doing good. Because a Nabi is perpetually in doing good. So allow me dawam, allow me continuity. أن أعمل صالحا. Every word is guidance here. ترضاه. Allow me the opportunity to continue performing good deeds. Tardahu, with which you are pleased. What's the need to add this on? Allah, allow me to do good deeds. That's it. Why tardahu, which pleases you, which impresses you? Meaning that it satisfies all the requirements, because you could be doing a good deed, but if you did not do it with the necessary etiquettes, then it doesn't please Allah. So you come into the masjid, but you're obstructing someone. You've become a blockage for someone. You get enough for tahajjud, but you're disturbing the entire house. So you're engaging in tahajjud, but you're not doing it with the necessary etiquettes. You're performing salah, but you're wasting water. You're giving generosity, you're being generous to people, but tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. You're destroying your good by reminders of your generosity. So look, my word, la ilaha illallah. I hope somebody can understand what I'm saying. Every word, every letter, every expression is guidance, guidance, guidance. Allah is absolute. He's perfect. He's infallible. He's impeccable. He's flawless. The humans, we need to learn. We need guidance. We are desperate. أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. Oh humans, Allah is self-sufficient. He is independent. He is Hamid. Hamid means worthy of praise even if you don't praise Him. Even if you don't praise Him, He's still the greatest. So Allah, give me the ability to do good, تَرْضَاهُ, which pleases You. That means it must satisfy the requirements. And that I'm reminded of الْبَحْرُ الْمُحِيطُ. Wow. So we commonly translate this ayah, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Whoever performs a good deed, for him is 10 rewards. But Allah didn't say whoever performs. Allah said, مَنْ جَاءَ بِي. Whoever performs, preserves it, and brings it along with him when he comes to me. Then for him is 10 rewards. Did you get that, my brother? Did you comprehend that, my sister? Allah didn't say, مَنْ عَمِلَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ. Allah said, مَنْ جَاءَ. جَاءَ means to come. And when it's followed by ba, it means to bring. So you have to protect that, preserve that, safeguard that here. How many times you buy a thing, by the time you get home, oh, I don't know, but check this back. Oh, I left it in the cabin. Oh, I left it at the airport. I left it on the counter. Well, if you're doing good deeds and you're not doing it correctly, then these negative impacts, doing kindness and speaking about it, it erodes, it eats up, it destroys. Hasad eats up virtue like how fire eats up wood. So by the time you come by Allah, there's nothing left. وَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. Oh Allah, give me the ability to do good, تَرْضَاهُ, which is pleasing to You. وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And enter me through Your mercy and Your kindness amongst Your pious servants. Meaning amongst the Anbiya, and he was from amongst the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. So here you have it, my brother. What a spectacle, what a display, what a welcome, what a salute to Sulaiman alayhi salam. The jinn are behind him, the humans are behind him. By the press of a button, by the twitch of an eye, by just one signal, he can mobilize everything. Even the ants are paving the way, and that also with so much humility. And we learn so much about the ants, how much mutual care for each other. How much care for each other. One was for that ant to say, let me just get into my hole, and that's it. And whatever happens to others, tough luck. No, that's how humans have become today, unfortunately. Take your own cover and take your own shelter. Tough luck if somebody else is going. How many times today, unfortunately, people are doing frauds, right? You know this travel agent is going down. You know people's money. You still don't alert anyone. And you yourself doing that. How would you fare to Allah? How would you answer to Allah? إِنَّ أَخَاكَ الْحَقَّ مَنْ كَانَ مَعَكَ وَمَنْ يَذُرُّ نَفْسَهُ لِيَنْفَعَكَ وَمَنْ إِذَا رَيْبُ الزَّمَانِ صَدَّعَكَ شَتَّتَ فِيهِ شَمْلَهُ لِيَجْمَعَكَ. Your true brother is one who will break himself to gather you, who will take pain upon himself to remove your pain. And that was the message we got from the ends. And that's the message of gratitude. So take a guess what happens when Sulaiman alayhi salam hears this. He halts the entire army. You know how it is sometimes? The entire traffic stops because it's a zebra crossing for kindergarten and a four-year-old child is crossing. And the lorry and the truck and the cars and the cycles and the cyclists and everyone is stopping. And this cute little four-year-old is crossing the road. You know why? Because that's his time. He's oblivious of the traffic and the marshal and the traffic officer, etc. But it's just amazing. The entire traffic comes to a halt for a four-year-old child crossing the road. Well, Sulaiman alayhi salam puts a halt to everyone. The jinnat are in pause. The humans are in halt. The birds are suspended in the air. And he gives the signal to the ants that we will not crush you. We will not crumble you. Enter peacefully into your dwellings. May Allah make us that despite the wealth and the prominence and the fame and the recognition that Allah gives us, we do not become heedless and oblivious of the poor, of the weak and the vulnerable. After all, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَهَلْ تُنصَرُونَ إِلَّا بِضُعَفَائِكُمْ. The catalyst to attract the mercy of Allah is aid, assist, and empower the poor, the weak, and the vulnerable.